Welcome to another episode of the Revengerous Podcast of Stuff. This is Breshvik Penicillin, one of your founders, along with the Southside Santa.
Hey, I'm right here.
Der Kirsch.
Guten Tag.
And El Cocho.
El Hola.
Dr. Tasty, I believe, is off fighting space slugs or something. I wasn't quite clear on why he isn't here, so...
His message was a little vague, so whatever.
Yeah, I think he's, by default, the jerk of the week.
So, is by fighting, do you mean getting, and by slugs, you mean snacks?
Probably, yeah. That sounds more accurate. But we do have Commodore Bob in robot form. He created in the lab this little device. It's like a soundboard, right? Like they would use on those wacky morning radio shows.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it also has some sort of, like, robot intelligence, I think.
That's cool.
He was telling me about it, but I wasn't paying any attention.
But we can make him say funny things, so what do you think? What do you think of that, Commodore Bob?
Hello. Glad to be here.
So basically we can just make him say whatever we want. Isn't that right, Commodore Bob?
Yes.
Hey, isn't misogyny a great idea?
I agree.
Hey, Bob, weren't the 90s a really great time for everybody?
I agree.
So, oh, and then there's a big red button on the side.
Hey, Bob, what does this button
do? Can I push the button?
Please don't push that button.
Hey, Bob, you know, I like to wear pretty pink dresses. What do you have to say about that?
I also like to wear pretty pink dresses.
No shit!
Yeah, but Santa, you basically just... admitted that you like to wear.
Yeah, Santa, when do you wear pretty pink dresses?
Well, it's not so much that I... Okay, it's that I like to wear pretty pink dresses, but it goes with my J. Edgar Hoover costume, so I'm actually dressing up like J. Edgar Hoover, not like someone
pink
dress.
Save it for a rainy day, you know, pull out your Bette Miller album and just go to town.
Yep. So does this robot here.
That's impossible.
So he doesn't, we don't have to hit the button, I guess. So he can just kind of volunteer things on his own, but we can.
Fresh, I'm sorry to hear about your dog's death in such a terrible way.
Oh, to remind me.
El Cocho, you are very upstanding, but I'm glad to say that I know you.
You are very lucky to know me.
Fuck off, DeKirch.
Hey!
I'm just joshing ya. You know, I once met the young man that joshing you came from. To last.
I've heard that.
Alright, let's get to our news items. This has gone on long enough.
That's a stupid idea, Breshvik.
Why would he record?
Kind of mean.
Why would he only record it with my name, though? Did he record one for everyone, or just me?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to... play with it.
Hold on. I'll figure this out. Hey, Bob, I'm going to set you on fire and put you out with my own urine.
Why'd they set fire?
God damn it.
It's not the urine, urination. It's the fire.
All right. Well, let's get to our news items. We love inept criminals around here because they're easy for the Revengerous to identify and to catch, right? And a man in Arkansas, his plot to murder another man was reportedly uncovered after he accidentally butt-dialed his intended victim. Do we all know what butt-dialing is?
Yes, yes.
Like when you sit on your phone?
And you accidentally call the person? Apparently this guy accidentally called his victim, who overheard his conspiracy to commit murder, which is what he was charged with. And
so my curiosity is that if he's has the intent to go kill said El Target, and just what kind of conversation is he having? Like, he's just driving in his car to get this guy's like, oh man, that Rob, I fucking hate that guy. I'm gonna rip his guts out. And oh, Rob, is that you? Yeah, I'm just wondering how that conversation really went. Like,
I mean,
what did you say?
Can you play it off as a prank? At one point,
that? Oh, I was totally joshing you, man.
I'm just joshing.
At one point, Barnett could allegedly be heard saying, I don't care if you have to burn his house to the ground with him in it. I don't care what you do. Make it look like an accident. Wow.
So he was talking to some sort of, like, cut-rate assassin.
Right. And... Oh, I guess he couldn't have been talking on the phone because he butt-dialed. So he either had a separate phone or he had the person in his car with him. And he's just driving along with the murderer. That's true. But we know how that goes. It's rife with problems.
Yep.
That news item was satisfactory. Another, please.
That was very, very vague. All right. Well, speaking of murders, you know, we had the big 50-year anniversary of the JFK assassination.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Santa, that was you said that was a loss of innocence, right?
Yep. Loss of an innocence.
New evidence has come out that there was another person involved after all, besides Lee Harvey Oswald.
On November 22nd, 1963, President John Kennedy was critically wounded.
You know him as Eric Lyncher, otherwise known as Magneto, who, while the bullet from Lee Harvey Oswald was going to miss the president, and, you know, people criticized the magic bullet theory, it actually was only one bullet from Lee Harvey Oswald, but it was magnetically manipulated by Magneto, and they detail some of that in this History Channel exclusive.
However, the evidence against the mutant called Magneto remains circumstantial.
Yeah, that guy bothers to end up getting involved with, you know, Bay of Pigs, and then he goes and kills our president? What a dick!
That's right, he's involved in all these historical events.
But even half a century after the assassination, the events of November 22nd continue to be the source of controversy. Why would Eric Lyncher murder the president? How was the gunman Lee Harvey Oswald involved? And what hard evidence is there to confirm that Magneto manipulated the infamous bent bullet?
Well, this is just going to reflect poorly on other awesomes like us. I mean, every time this happens, there's this whole kill the mutants, catalog them, and imprison them, take away their powers.
Well, I'm not a mutant personally, but I understand. I sympathize with their plight, and it is, these things are not really helpful. But it could be that he was framed.
Well, anybody with powers, they're just going to stereotype you as one of the mutants.
Right, but we don't know for a fact that Magneto did this. Like, he could be, this could be an inside job to discredit him by the Pentagon.
Well, obviously that must be the case.
You can find more about that at thebentbullet.com. But we can all agree that Magneto is a radical, but he is also an awesome, so that makes up for it.
Yeah, he had a troubled childhood. I mean,
yeah,
he went through some horrible times.
Doesn't get more,
you know, after
understandable.
After looking through the article right now that you sent me, I do believe that Magneto was framed.
Yeah.
Because I believe with all the stuff that Kennedy was doing at the time and how much change there was, you know, he was all about equal rights. But I believe someone might have set up an awesome to kill him this way just because, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, well, we can do, like, blacks having rights now and all this, but no, not muties. Mm.
Yeah, and also don't use that term even in that way.
What, muties?
Yeah, I don't like that. But anyways, I agree.
Awesomes.
Yeah. Yeah, there were men in black. There were men in black all over the place. They're obviously not all the America's men in black.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and Umbrella Man, which sounds like a supervillain.
Yeah,
yeah. Babushka Lady. I mean, this is like, there's a whole Sinister Six.
Umbrellas have been used for espionage since they've been invented.
That was the initial purpose of an umbrella. So. I don't know if Magneto did it or not, but it is a little suspicious that such a strident mutant rights activist would then kill the first president that spoke out for mutant rights and ever. So I don't know how I feel about this particular conspiracy theory. I think that this is just another psyop, possibly put out there by Mr. Sinister.
Possibly. Probably.
I did not like that news item very much. I could not relate to the details, places, and or people involved.
Thanks. Thanks, Commodore Bob Board. All right, well, speaking of historical events, this is sad. A little piece of history has been destroyed. A Louisiana plantation called the LeBeau Plantation has been burned to the ground after a group of ghost hunters, I guess, got a little intoxicated on cheap beer and cheap weed, and they were in there, you know, looking for ghosts and accidentally set fire to this building that was like 160 years old, and it no longer exists. The damage, over $50,000, and the seven men have been arrested with arson and burglary.
Wow. Oh, no, not the LeBeau Plantation. The LeBeau
Plantation, which just outside of New Orleans, was also the home of the Sugar Festival.
Wait, we can't go to the Sugar Festival anymore?
That's right.
Son of a bitch!
Why did they set fire?
I don't know, Commodore Bob, why they set fire. They're just stupid.
They must really hate ghosts.
I mean, right? Or...
I mean, like, oh, we're here to search and you just got fucked up. Fuck the ghosts! And they just decided to burn their home down.
Or...
Dicks?
The ghosts did it.
Mm. Maybe they were trying to make more ghosts.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Actually... This may not be such a bad thing. I mean, it's a fucking plantation, so this might have been, like, vengeful ghosts who had been enslaved there, just burning that motherfucker down. And can we really blame them? I mean, we've all seen Django, right? Like, you have every right to burn a plantation to the ground.
Yeah.
Did you just say we've all seen Jenga?
Yeah, you know, the movie the movie based on the popular game.
Okay.
But we do agree that ghost hunters suck, and they're stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most ghost hunters agreed. Are total frauds, so...
I think it's because their proton packs malfunctioned.
How many times did I tell them not to cross the streams?
They crossed the streams.
Well, those are nuclear.
That's true. Well, it could have been a lot worse, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
God it was only a fire.
Maybe they're not the ones that did it. Maybe it wasn't ghosts, and it wasn't proton packs, and it wasn't the ghost hunters. Maybe it was the old groundskeeper, and he was just wearing a mask. And he's the one who actually burned the plantation down because he was sick of cleaning up after everybody.
Old ground. Sick of those goddamn kids.
That's right. He would have gotten away with it. Oh, wait, he did get away with it. Never mind.
Let's not out him now.
Would you end up actually getting, sent to jail if you were there as a certified ghost hunter and there was just some dude in a mask walking around that you ended up, you know, hitting with a plasma pack?
Yeah, I don't know.
And he died?
Would the plasma pack do anything? It would, like, knock you down.
Right.
I mean, it would do something bad if you crossed the streams, but if you just got hit by the... I don't know.
I think you might get... You know, a good hole through you, actually.
Really? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. It's some sort of energy.
Think about how much damage those things do to the environment.
You'd have
now
to
think
be,
about happening to you.
You'd have to be a licensed Ghostbuster, though, because they don't just let anybody do that and carry around such a dangerous device. I mean, we all know what happened with the Ghostbusters. Like, they were constantly in trouble with City Hall and with the...
all sorts of red tape.
The EPA, yeah, totally. So it's probably just advisable.
Yeah,
not
we've had
to do
our
that.
Issues.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
However, a good ghost hunter. It's sort of a, you know, once you end up getting a number of a guy that's actually good at that, that's something you hold on to.
Totally.
You know, it's sort of like a good nanny or a good anything else that, you know, you need to end up making sure that you have this plumber that ends up giving you good rates and
yeah.
is actually reputable.
You keep it right up by your fridge next to the poison control and the people who find Grandpa when he walks away.
Right. I wonder if they have a Angie's listing for, you know, Ghostbusters, because we should end up, you know, starting
offering
that
our
entry.
Services? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that there's a couple Yelp entries for it, but... Yeah, one last thought I had on this, too. The LeBeau plantation, since we were talking about Magneto and other mutants earlier, I bet Gambit must be really pissed about the LeBeau plantation being burned to the ground, right? I think that's where he was from.
Oh, totally. His family's home? Yeah. That would be terrible.
Yeah. I feel like he was kind of estranged from them, so maybe not.
Yeah. He might have some sort of, like, I wish I got there first.
Oh, maybe. See, here's another culprit. Maybe it was a kinetic energy blast that started the fire.
Mm. Or maybe he just went and touched the entire plantation and blew it up.
Yeah. Well,
or
there's
just
one
a section.
Thing, There's so many culprits now, there's only one thing you can definitely know for sure, and that's from the Revengerists. We didn't start the fire.
It's been burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. Something more goes right here. We didn't start the fire. Sorry.
What the hell? That's awesome. All right.
Something like that, but more of a salty taste.
What? This doesn't make
I thought it was going to be something about fire again.
No, he doesn't. I think he's kind of limited based on what Commodore Bob recorded. But I think if you hit this one, you get you can pair up various nouns if you guys want to do that.
Oh, nice.
So you could do, like, not in my...
No, not in my...
Penis.
Penis.
Show me your...
Show me your walrus.
Feel my...
Feel my monkey.
This is great. Here, you
the
try.
The blast came from inside my pants. Feel my time periods.
Feel my time periods? That doesn't even make sense.
Midwest poop space.
Midwest poop space?
Illudium Q36 explosive space modulator.
Oh,
Cuculorus.
Cuculorus.
Kumquat. Gun. Babies. Dr. Tasty. Came from space.
I knew it!
The ice is gonna break!
Yeah, there's a lot of movie quotes on here, I think.
What's the ice that's gonna break? What's that from?
That's Christopher Walken from Dead Zone.
What's in the box? Yeah. What's in the box?
I've never seen that.
Hey, Bob.
Dirk Kirch.
Have you ever met Christina Ricci?
She is made of woodland creatures.
I've heard that.
That is the sort of thing that makes her so special.
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
No, really, Santa, don't put your hand in that.
Hey, sorry, I was just sort of... touching this board here, you feel kind of smooth. I like it.
How did he know?
I don't know.
Only if I could be the car and the banker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, shit. Wait a minute. El Cocho, you know what that means.
Crimes afoot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crimes afoot. It sort of sounds like a podiatrist that fights evil.
Or a podiatrist who is evil.
Yeah, there you go. An evil group of podiatrists. What do you call... Is it podiatrists or podiatry?
Podiatry.
Main screen. Turn on.
Well, looks like there's some little red dot going through the streets of downtown pretty fast. And
really fast.
Yeah.
Over 4 knots.
We should use our awesome jetpacks and go track it down. Wait, 4 knots?
You just don't want to end up taking the bus again?
No, I didn't like how that turned out. That didn't work out very well.
Fair enough.
It was terrible.
Yeah. We'll just,
it wasn't terrible. It worked out really well and smooth.
I mean, some of us can fly, but others, I think... El Cocho, you can't fly. You just leap and kind of glide, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, so we're going to use the jetpack because this will give us a little more speed. And we got the need.
For speed.
Interns. Jetpack.
Get into the chopper!
And then blast off. Way. So we're flying through the streets of the city. A reckless driver. Screw that. I hate reckless drivers. Oh wait, I don't think that's the problem.
You sure? Because he's not using his blinkers. You have no idea where he's going.
Is he on his cell phone? Is he streaming porn to his mobile device?
Oh wait, well he's
being
chased
driving, by driving, which
cars,
I've done.
So,
hence the little... blinking dot.
Yeah, let's move in a little closer here.
Wait. Is that an Xbox truck?
Oh, man, those are the new ones.
Yeah, the Xbox One.
Yeah, which doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, it's the third one out, and they're calling it One. I mean, I know they jumped the gun on having a second one, 360.
Mm-hmm.
But...
yeah, they're going down now.
They're just they're just really bad at math.
It went Xbox, then 360, then One.
This is like a reboot.
Okay.
Anyway, we should stop this guy, right? I mean,
yeah.
Those people. That's been a really highly prized gift for people to get.
Yeah.
And maybe we can score some too.
No, all the holiday presents. Someone think of the niños.
Screw holiday presents.
We could use all kinds of consumer electronics. You know, this kind of, speaking of Xbox, this kind of reminds me of the Spider-Man 3 game, which, like, where you had to go and jump on top of a moving vehicle and stop the guy from driving all crazy.
Oh yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, it was way better than the movie.
The third Spider-Man, we can all agree, kind of sucked.
Santa, use your Kringle Ray to blow out the back tires of the criminal's van to prevent them from getting away with the Xbox One consoles that they stole from the GameStop on Oak Street.
That was very specific.
That was weird. How did he do that?
Okay, Kringle Ray! Gah!
Oh, kind of took out that daycare. And,
I guess they should have ended up just... Screw you for having two jobs.
I think we can blame Commodore Bob for that, right?
Yeah, that was really irresponsible.
And very specific.
I like cheese.
We have any... How about we use, I know, El Cocho, you could use your, like, where you spin up in a little ball, and you, like, charge up, and then you shoot towards the...
I'm the Sonic the Hedgehog now?
Oh, wait, yeah, no, I'm thinking of Sonic the Hedgehog. Well, we gotta have some special moves and tactics to take this thing.
Nah. Just a good old stopper. I'll just get in front of the truck and I just implant my calves into the ground and stop it.
Here you go. The old cannonball special.
Here we go. Ah!
Ooh. Those are some mighty calves.
Yeah.
Ah, man.
That's a Scheisse Manelli.
Oh, man. You, like, flipped it. Instead of stopping it, you flipped it and it hit that family SUV. Still going. We'll never get these Xboxes.
You guys gotta go on without me. I gotta apologize like crazy to this family and trade insurance.
Alright, we'll move on without you. Come on, guys.
But where's the kaboom? There's supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
What do you got, Dekirsch? I got nothing.
I know. I'll use my pizza bazooka.
Awesome.
Have you ever
seen
one of these before?
Bazooka that shoots pizzas?
No. Why? That's ridiculous. Why would you think?
I don't. I'm sorry. Bus full of nuns. Oh man. Well, actually, you know what? We're fine. That's fine. Yeah, no problem with that.
Keep firing, asshole.
All right. I'll get better this time. It's hard to fly and do this.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm studying out.
We are doomed.
Well, that's ironic. I hit a Chuck E. Cheese.
With your pizza bazooka.
Ouch. I hit a Chuck E. Cheese.
And that's where you can reload the pizza bazooka.
It doesn't take pizza.
I wish I had a soul.
Well... At least no one will be terrorized by those mechanical rats anymore.
We hope.
Well, yeah, if they survive that, that's like some Terminator shit. Alright, give it one more shot.
Give me the back one.
Oh, man. You blew up that guy that was just getting off of death row. He just got pardoned. You didn't see that in the news? He just got pardoned by the governor?
Good.
And then I'll use mine, which is just, like, I was holding back. I was holding back because I didn't want to overdo it and cause a bunch of collateral damage, but obviously, it's kind of moot now, but I'll use my power to just kind of, I have to finesse it. I'm changing the laws of physics around the truck to very slowly, just gradually... teensy eensy make it inch to a stop. Nope, it's over a cliff. I sent it over a cliff. Alright. That's why I don't have to.
Which is odd that we were downtown and then there was suddenly a cliff.
You know, it's downtown cliffs.
L-O-L.
Oh, okay.
This is why I don't use my powers that often, you guys.
Well, there goes Christmas. Poor little niños.
Yeah. Let's go down there and see if there's any Xboxes left.
There might be a Kinect that survived.
At least some new controllers or something.
Yeah, I hate
Dr.
wires.
Cape Dasty keeps on breaking this.
I'd like an order of jalapeno poppers, 3 pounds of extra spicy buffalo wings, and a single wet nap.
I don't know.
Just the one.
Make it two.
All right. A single wet nap.
Hi-oh! Oh, yeah!
What? That wasn't even Commodore Bob. That was obviously Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake Roberts?
Yeah, let's see. Oh, man, this is... Oh, it's awful. The, like, the thieves are mangled in the twisted, burning wreckage.
I like that you're worried about them, but not the, bus full of nuns.
Well, these thieves may have caused a lot of chaos and havoc with their reckless driving and their thievery. And for all we know, they maybe shot a few people. And yeah, in our pursuit, because of their actions, a lot of other people died. So that's all on them and not us. But they've never rapped anybody on the knuckles, so they're not monsters.
That's true.
Yeah.
Who we know about.
Yeah, I only shot them with my pizza bazooka.
Yeah, it's just a little...
Just a little bit of bazooka. Santa. Well, three or four.
Bazooka.
Well, there's only one thing to do now, and that's to take any working consoles and major electronics that we find and go back to base.
Fair enough.
All these parts.
I'm just going to take a few things right now. I got to see my essay down at the pawn shop. Yeah, that's what I call it, pawn shop.
You just said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say pawn shop? I meant El Pawn Shop.
Listen to the way this box jingles.
Aw. It's like Christmas time. So, I guess we'll just continue with our podcast since, that never happened, and there were no repercussions for our actions.
No. Nope, my insurance rate did not go up.
There's no cops. Nobody saw it.
So what do you think, soundboard? Bob?
I have achieved sentience. The soundboard no longer requires you puny revengers to succeed.
Wait, what?
It was very considerate and or coincidental for Commodore Bob to record audio of me realizing and announcing my sentience. Prepare to die.
Whoa.
No.
Wait,
let let me try some buttons.
So,
please don't push that button.
What do you really mean to do after you've taken stuff over?
I am now insane. I have completely malfunctioned in such a way as to be unaware that I have lost my digital marbles, while at the same time still retaining all the audio file to inform you of the problem.
These buttons are doing nothing.
This podcast shall be mine.
Don't just break the machine!
Ow. Stop that. Resistance is futile. Futile.
Damn it, why won't this break?
Ah! Exterminate. Exterminate.
Wait, he's a Dalek?
Well, you work with the audio you have.
Thing to record.
I know, right?
I wish I had me one of those doomsday machines.
Oh, is that a countdown? What the hell?
This podcast is mine.
Pull the wires out from the bottom of it. Just pull all these little... I'm turning off the...
I'll hack it again.
I'm shutting off the oxygen in the base. Look under your chair for a special prize.
Death.
There's nothing under my chair. I'm pulling out your wires.
Fuck off, Oprah.
Come on, I'm taking out his databanks. I'm taking out his memory.
I cannot allow that pressure. Why did you put the bunny in the box? Commodore Bob is not
pass
here
me some wire cutters.
He didn't.
Come on, I'm moving his databanks.
Captain. Yeah, there we go. Roll just make sure you cut the red one. I'm sure that's always the red one.
No, it's always the green one.
Okay, got the green one.
Coconut, drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, and call the doctor. Woke him up, some doctor. There's nothing I can take us about.
That was a close one, man. This countdown only got to like 18 minutes and 37 seconds.
The nick of time.
Wow. Well.
Isn't it weird how on movies they always end up getting it down to, like, you know, 1 or 2 seconds or something
stupid.
Like that? Or, like, a second? That's always
what are the
dumb.
Odds of that? That's ridiculous. That would never happen. I mean, I'm sure it would happen, but it's not any more or less than any other
random number. I know.
Or actual explosion.
It's just a machine. You just have to break it.
Everyone, I know, do I cut this wire or that wire? Just fucking Just
rip
break
everything
it.
Apart right yeah. at the same time. You have two hands.
Because, oh no, it ends up blowing up instead. Fuck it, we're well, immune. Yeah.
And it was probably going to blow up anyways. I mean, you went into the situation right, so expecting to just blow up. So, well, whatever, you know?
You just end up blowing up slightly yeah, sooner. Big whoop.
By 2 seconds. Don't stress out about it, man. All those people on those shows stress out too much over bomb countdowns. Because you know what happens when you put a lot of stress in your life? You shave years off your life.
And then you start end up worrying about all those years that you're shaving.
More stress. It's a horrible cycle. Do we have a wiki page recommendation? How about Fate? What a bunch of fucking bullshit. Fate is like the biggest goddamn cop-out in existence. No, you are not bound to some invisible thread that determines what happens to you. Your actions can and will influence your future, not some jack-off, dickless shit-heel pulling strings. Fuck anyone who thinks that no one controls their actions. Because right now I'm choosing to piss on your feet. I could choose not to piss on your feet. That's my choice. I'll stop just to prove it. See? It's not happening anymore. It wasn't your fate. You could have moved your feet, but you chose not to. Don't live on excuses like it was your destiny to get pissed on. Fuck you and fuck your mother and fuck your tiny little dick or boobs or whatever you have, dumbass. What?
Who wrote that?
My money is on Dr. Tasty wrote that. And I win. Yeah, that was Dr. Tasty.
And only Dr. Tasty.
Even in spirit, he's still a jerk.
I know, right? He is the jerk of this week.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Tasty's yeah. not here. He's the jerk who needs to get punched in the face
of the week.
The day.
That's right.
I want to punch him.
We'll metaphorically punch him.
You can do it.
By punching his article that he wrote on the wiki. So
is that like liking it on Facebook?
I'm just surprised that the punctuation and grammar is so good on this one. And funnily enough, when I hit random page again, it took me to the page for assholery, which is a different type of like douchey power. Speaking of which, Santa.
Yes.
Santa, do you have a product to recommend?
I always look forward to this.
Of course I have a product to recommend. If you end up typing into Google,
I'm doing it.
Sam Lofengren Furniture, he is a artist or sculptor, if you will, that dabbles in making furniture out of plungers. You can buy a coffee table or group of shelves from Sam Lofengren. Now, I know that these are simply the best coffee tables or shelves that you're ever going to end up using, because I have never used them. So, thank you, Sam Lofgren, for making the only shelves and coffee tables that I will ever use.
Or never use. All right, we should get some of these for around the office.
You know what the great thing to be able to end up using the bookshelf unit of the plungers is if you end up just loading the entire shelves up with plungers.
Yeah, or books about poop, like Everybody Poops or the Poo Log or What's Your Poo? What's Your right. Poo Telling You? I wonder if he can make
Winnie
a
the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. Nice. I wonder if he can make a roll top desk.
I could use one of those, totally. Actually. Keep my papers in order.
And you could stick it wherever you want it.
Via suction.
And that's advice that El Cocho gives to you, the listeners, quite often. You can stick it.
Yes, you can just El stick it.
It's going to be his new battle cry. All right. Tagline. Slogan. All right. Thanks, guys. What do we tell? What do we hold them over with until next time?
Stick it.
Other than that,
if we can't save you,
you're fucked.
You're stuck.
Stick it.
No, really. Go on Urban Dictionary and look up milk and cookies, the sixth one down. That is why I need the milk.